This is What The Flux. I'm Brett.
And I'm Justin, and it's Thursday the 19th of May.
Flux fam, we are just days away from our Quick Sticks game in the Flux app.
Remember, you'll receive a push notification from the Flux app each day next week. It could be 11:22 a.m. or 4:02 p.m.
When you get this, jump into the app and answer the very simple finance question.
$100 a day goes to the Flux fam member who answers the quiz question correctly and the fastest.
It's a winners take all game.
And if you haven't got your push notifications on in the Flux app, do it now.
The link is in the show notes. Justin, three rapid stories today.
Let's do it.
For our first, Wesfarmers, the owner of Kmart, Bunnings, and Officeworks, has relaunched its customer membership program with a new twist that brings together its businesses under one subscription umbrella.
They really needed this one, B-Man. Wesie's reinventing the wheel here. Tell me more.
So Wesfarmers is a $56 billion Aussie conglomerate.
It owns Kmart, Target, Bunnings, Officeworks, and in 2019, it acquired online marketplace catch.com.au.
Now, Justin, Catch used to have a subscription offering named Club Catch, which basically let members get free shipping and extra discounts.
And when Catch joined the Wesfarmers group, Kmart and Target also became part of Club Catch.
Which seemed very strange.
Yeah, it did. But now, Wessies has repositioned the subscription program as OnePass.
And the plan is to eventually add more partners to the program as the fight for consumer loyalty and ultimately consumer dollary doodahs heats up.
So what is the key learning here?
Retailers are continually turning to subscriptions as a way to drive customer retention.
Or as we like to call it, Operation Copy Amazon.
We know that Amazon paved the way with an e-commerce subscription service named Amazon Prime.
In 2013, it had 25 million Prime members in the US.
2018, 112 million Prime members.
2022, around 157 million Prime members in the US.
Almost half of the entire population over there.
And since Prime success, the rest have followed.
Uber has Uber Pass.
ASOS has its premium delivery subscription.
Even Woolies has its own Delivery Unlimited subscription.
So now, Wesfarmers is looking to include all its brands under the one umbrella.
So that they can deliver more value to households, all for the one subscription price.
For our second story, CommBank is trying to compete with other banks and fintechs by launching a digital-only home loan, which aims to approve home loans in 10 minutes.
The grocery deliveries of the banking world, Justin? What's the story?
Okay, so CommBank have the biggest home loan book of the big four banks.
But you know what they say, you shouldn't quit while you're ahead, Jazzy boy.
So CommBank's now planning to approve home loans in 10 minutes with a new digital home loan service called Unloan.
Now, of course, this type of home loan, it's not for everyone.
If you're a high-risk home loan applicant, the Unloan product, it ain't for you.
Or if you want an interest-only loan or a fixed-rate mortgage, not for you.
It's a no-frills product.
But its main competitive advantage, Justin, it's approval time compared to other home loan providers.
So what is the key learning here?
The most competitive area of the lending industry is the good old-fashioned home loan.
But let's be honest, home loans offered by each of the big four banks are generally pretty similar.
The biggest differentiator, it's not price, it's not an offset account, it's generally the time taken to actually approve that loan.
Or as the home loan folks like to call it, the time to yes.
For many prospective homeowners, the approval time is a pretty big factor in their choice of bank.
Case in point, B-Man, over recent years, we've seen big shifts in mortgage market share.
For example, last year, ANZ, they admitted some of their loans were taking 32 days to approve.
So it's no surprise that they lost home loan market share.
Whereas other non-big four banks like Macquarie, they've been approving loans in 3 days.
And they've seen their market share grow pretty significantly.
So CommBank be thinking, let's stay ahead of the curve and deliver a home loan faster than a Macca's drive-thru.
For our third and final story, Block, the company formerly known as Square, is rolling out Afterpay to all its in-store merchant customers. That's everyone from fruit shops to nail salons and even cafes, Brett.
Get that skinny oat matcha for $9.20 and pay for it in four, Jazzy exactly. Boy. What's happening here?
Okay, so we know that Block got its hands on Afterpay last year.
It's kind of been ticking along, waiting in the wings for its big moment to shine.
And the takeover was finally complete in February, and shortly after, Block integrated Afterpay with its e-commerce customers.
Basically, that meant Square's e-commerce merchant customers automatically got access to Afterpay.
And now, the same is true for in-store retail customers.
It's all part of Block's plan to grow the value of each and every transaction.
So what is the key learning here?
Block's business model is centered around taking a cut of each transaction from a merchant.
Every time you pay on that slick white terminal, Brett, Block makes some moolah.
So it's constantly looking at new ways to increase the size of transactions and the frequency of those transactions.
Enter remember Afterpay?
We know that Afterpay has seen enormous success in specific industries over the last few years.
It's driven up sales volumes and sales size, but it hasn't hit every industry yet.
So Block is able to scale Afterpay to other sectors like hairdressers or cafes pretty much immediately.
And Brett, it seems to be working pretty well so far. Supposedly, order volumes are up 100% in their tests in Australia.
And 50% in their tests over in the US.
Not bad at all. Flux fam, as mentioned, we're just days away from our Quick Sticks game in the Flux app.
You could win $100 each day next week just by answering a very simple finance question.
And being fast with your fingers and first to answer.
Remember, you'll receive a push notification from the Flux app each day.
So if you haven't got your push notifications turned on, do it now.
And yes, the link is in the show notes.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.